buckle my shoe. Oh, hi! There you are. I'm just doing up my shoes. Yep. Perf! Look, Molly, I did up my shoes. Molly! Molly! Oh! Molly! Are you stuck? Oh, don't worry, Molly. I'll help you. Molly's stuck. No! Oh, go! Go! Boy, she's in there good. Oh, be patient, Molly. I'll save you with this! Oh, how did you get yourself in such a place? Oh, there you go, Molly. Safe and sound. You can't take your eyes off them for a minute. Are you okay? Okay. Well, she seems fine. And just what were you looking for, young Dolly, when you got stuck? A truck. You got stuck looking for a truck. Oh, I'm sorry, Molly. I know it's not funny, but it rhymes. Molly got stuck looking for a truck. Lucky duck. Yeah. It's fun to rhyme, isn't it? And you're good at it. Hey, I know. Let's play a rhyming game. Want to? Okay. Once there was a little... what? Snake? Oh, okay. Once there was a little snake who tried to eat a piece of... what? Of what, Molly? Okay, this is the rhyming part. Has to rhyme with snake. Cake! Very good! Cake rhymes with snake, doesn't it? Okay, once there was a little snake who tried to eat a piece of cake. This is hard, Molly. Okay, once there was a little snake who tried to eat a piece of cake. He tried to eat a piece of cake not with a spoon, but with a... I don't think so. Oh, you joker. She was just kidding. Give up? Oh, good. Okay, well then, not with a spoon, but with a... rake! Very good, Molly. Okay, I'll finish it off. Oh, he ate that cake for goodness sake and finished it off with a chocolate... shake! Excellent rhyming, Molly! Yay! Let's hear it for Molly, the amazing rhyming doll! Do you want to do some more fun rhyming, Molly? I know! We can make a rhyming picture story! That'll be fun. Here, I'll just get my markers and glue, all that stuff. Oh, here they are. Paper and glue and, oh, gotta be careful with scissors, and I am. There we go, Molly. And the glue stick, sticky. Oh, I guess I might get my hands sticky if I use the glue. Oh, what do you think, Molly? Well, you know what? I think I better go stretch on my clock rug first before we do our rhyming art. I'm so smart. Because if I had sticky fingers, I might get stuck to my clock rug. And that would be kind of messy. Well, I made a promise to myself that every day I'd get up off the big comfy couch and go stretch on my clock rug. That's my promise, and I'm going to stick to it. Time to stretch. Thank you. little dolly. I'm ready for our rhyming art. Ready to start? Okay. Well, now, Molly's going to think of a word, and then I'm going to draw something that rhymes with it. It's going to be fun. And then I'll cut it out and stick it on the paper. Okay, Molly, think of something. Spoon. Okay, well, I'll draw something that rhymes with spoon. Spoon. I know. No peeking. There. Want to see? The moon. Spoon, moon, they rhyme. And now I'll cut it out. Okay. Boy, Molly, I'm sure glad that you didn't say hippopotamus, because I don't think I could think of anything that rhymes with that. Flippopotamus, maybe? Well, I don't know. That would be funny, though. Okay. There we go. And now I'll just stick the moon on the paper with the glue. Careful not to get my fingers sticky. Ha! And there we go. Okay, next. Molly's thinking. Well, what's it going to be, Molly? Mitten? Okay, mitten. What rhymes with mitten? I know. No peeking, I said. There. I drew a kitten. Yep, kitten rhymes with mitten. Do you like my picture? Yeah. And now I'll cut out this kitten, and then I'll stick the kitty under the moon, which rhymes with spoon. Okay, and I've got this little sticky bit. I know, here. I'll stick it in my dollhouse so it doesn't get in the way. Okay, Molly, you start thinking of the next rhyming word, and remember, orange isn't allowed. That's the rule. Pretty good now. I think I could tell a story from these pictures. Right, Molly? Want to see? Let's see. Once upon a moonlit night, there was a little kitten that wanted to go all the way up to the stars. So it climbed up the stairs and meowed to the moon. The end. There. I didn't get stuck on any of the rhymes.
Ew. Oh, my fingers. Oh, they're all sticky from the glue stick. And
Oh, right you are, Molly. I better go wash my hands. Well, come on. Well, it is fun to play with glue, but you can get very messy. Almost as sticky as honey.
It isn't very funny when that very runny honey runs down your chin and tummy and lands right on your shoe. It wouldn't be very fun to get honey stuck to your shoe. All done. Okay, Molly, I'm all cleaned up. Now let's go outside and visit Snickle Fritz. Granny's gone to Clown Town and he might get lonely. Anyway, we've been stuck inside all day long. You come too. Oh, I wonder if there's a letter for us today. Nope, empty. Hey, what's that sound? Let's check it out. Well, it seems to be getting louder. Oh, Molly, look. Mud mice. Mice. Hey, that rhymes.
Meow.
Huh?
Meow.
Oh, hi, Snickle Fritz. We just came to visit and... Snickle Fritz, boy, are you one mucky kitty, Snick. Meow. I should get you cleaned up, but... Oh, what with? Oh, if I only had a bit of tissue paper or something.
Meow.
Hmm? Oh, well, hey, what do you know? How'd this get here? Well, what a bit of luck. Okay, just one more paw. Ah, there you go, all clean, Snick. So, are these your mud pies? Oh, I mean mud mice. Oh, very nice. Is that why you're making all this mud? How about what? Ooh. Noise.
Hi, everybody. I'll be with you in just a moment. I'm on my way.
Major Bedhead, what are you wearing on your feet?
Puddle duddles. I invented them my very own self.
Oh, very inventive, but why do you need puddle duddles?
Well, so I don't get stuck in the mucky mud. When it rains, there's puddles. Mm-hmm. And where there's puddles, there's mud.
Mud?
Mud, also known as muck. And I don't want to get stuck in the mucky muck, because if I got stuck in the mucky muck, I couldn't do my job. And I'm a clown courier. That would be bad.
Oh, well, that would be bad. But if you did get stuck in the muck, all you'd need would be some clown like, ooh, me, to come along and pull you out of the muck, and then you could do your job.
Stuck in the muck. No, that's not really what I meant by getting stuck in the muck.
Oh, it isn't? Well, then what do you mean?
Well, I have a very different reason. Actually, I have a little secret.
Oh, you do? Oh, goody. Oh, please tell me. I won't tell.
Promise? Okay, if I got stuck in the muck, I would just stay and play and make mud pies! I love to make mud pies! And I wouldn't get any work done if I got stuck in the muck, because I just sit and make mud pies all day long.
Wow, this is your lucky day! Look! Snickle Fritz made them his very own self.
Oh, you made these? Oh, beautiful, just beautiful, of mice and mud. Exquisite. Snickle Fritz, I had no idea. Beautiful, just beautiful. May I? Let's make mud pies!
Making muck and muddy waddy mountain with the wet dirt. Gonna have to change my shirt. Slop it on the mud, go squirt. Sticks and stones, oh, they won't hurt. Cause you put them on a pile and make a yucky face and call them muddy waters. Flopping like the sea otters. Well, you don't wanna rush us, cause we call it mud luscious. Slap it on here, the pie go thud. Pop it in the old stove and call it mud. Squashy, squishy, squirty, turdy one. Now that makes 32. It looks like a pile of mud. I think I made a kangaroo. Now watch what I do do. Slap it on here, the pie go thud. Pop it in the old stove and call it mud. Well, it looks like mud, and it feels like mud, and ooh, it even smells like mud, and ugh, it tastes like mud. Well, I'm sure glad I didn't step in it, cause it's mud.
Mucky.
Mud pies for everyone! Oh, gosh. I've done it again.
Major Bedhead!
Don't worry, Lunette. I can take care of this. Luckily, in my courier kit comes this handy-dandy honky-hanky, designed to remove the most meddlesome mud.
Huh?
Watch! Ta-da! Ooh, I told you it was handy. Ah, they're all done. It is a problem. Every time I get around mud, I forget to do my job. And, ooh, I have a postcard for you, Lunette.
Oh, goody.
Postcard for Lunette the Clown.
Oh, great. Why, thank you. It's, oh, just, oh, boy. I better go home and wash my hands. But, oh, what about my postcard? Oh, but then there's Molly. Oh, careful. Oh, thanks, Major Bedhead. Okay, see you later. Oh, don't fall, Molly. Watch out for the mud. Bye, Snickle Fritz. Bye, mice. Oh, yuck. Okay, balance. It's important, after you get all dirty, to get all clean. Well, that's what I think. La la. Rub-a-dub-dub, two clowns in the tub. One named Molly, the other named Lunette. One bare naked, the other one all wet. Rub-a-dub-dub, two clowns in the tub. There, all clean. Which means, now we can read our postcard. Thank you. This is what it says, Molly. My dear Lunette, silly me, I decided to enter a contest.
A bubblegum blowing contest. As you know, I'm so full of hot air, I thought I couldn't lose. Think again. That bubble was trouble, and being sticky is tricky. Yup. Learned a lesson. Some things that are sticky should stay where they belong, not on me.
Love you like a crazy, your Auntie Macassar. You know, Molly, I think we were learning that very same lesson. Sticky things are tricky, and muck is yuck. Okay, playing in the muck is fun, but after, it's kinda yucky. But now we are all clean. Hey, how's about I get you all nice and cozy in your jammies, and I'll read you a story. Okay. Yes, now, where did I put it? Oh, here's the storybook. And next I need my glasses. Okay, are we ready, Molly? Oh, right you are. We need good light to see the pictures and the words. Okay, Molly, well, you pick. What story is it going to be? Oh, good choice, Molly. This story is about a poor little lamb and mountain climbing and rhyming. Perf! This story is called Too Steep for a Sheep. At the bottom of a mountain far away, a flock of sheep were put to stay. And in that flock there was a lamb, a bouncy boy. His name was Sam. Sam loved to climb, Sam loved to wander. And all the sheep began to ponder, where next, what next? Sam thought he'd try to reach the mountaintop in the sky.
The flock said no, you silly sheep. That misty mountain is way too steep. Sam had a teeny tiny giggle, then waved goodbye with a cheeky wiggle. So up he went without a tent, no rope to face the slope. Then he stubbed his toe, and that made him go slow. This was harder than he'd hoped. Sam wanted to sit, but he could not quit, not even for a little bit. Sam was huffing and puffing and dropping his muffin and yelling, "Look out below!" He came to the edge of a dangerous ledge. What bad luck! That lamb got stuck! He let out a call, but none of the flock could hear him at all. Oh no, help me! Our little lamb couldn't get free. He got hungry and he got cold. Why had he tried a trip so bold? Everything looked really yucky when along came Bernard, that trusty ducky. He poured a cup to warm Sam up, gave him a bandage and fed him a sandwich. Then down they both did go, not too fast and not too slow. And all the sheep down at the bottom wondered if that really taught him. Some mountains are really far too steep, even for adventurous, brave little sheep. The end. That silly lamb called Sam, climbing a mountain all by himself. Did you like the story, Molly? Mm-hmm. Did you? I did. I felt sorry for Sam when he was stuck all the way at the top and then his muffin fell over the edge. Hey! Who made this big mess? Me? I did, didn't I? Well then, I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! Molly, do you know what rhymes with sheep? Sleep. And that's what I could use right about now after such a busy day. Why don't we have a nice snuggle? Want to, Molly? Okay. Oh, hey! What's this? A truck? Oh, Molly, I guess this is yours. Well, thanks for coming over to the big comfy couch. Toodles.
And the clown jumped over the moon.